Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your body, your health. Now the KMOX Health Checkup with Fred Bottomer.
The drug maker of the heartburn drug Zantac in the U.S. and Canada is now officially recalling the drug because of possible contamination with a cancer-causing chemical called NDMA.
There are two big possibilities. One is that this is a contaminant, that somehow NDMA got into the ranitidine as part of the manufacturing process, and that's one thing. But the other possibility that's being investigated right now is that even if you were to swallow a 100% pure tablet of ranitidine without any contamination, that somehow inside your body it's converted into NDMA by an enzymatic process or by some other metabolism.
CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jonathan LaPook. A British study suggests spikes in urban air pollution trigger hundreds of heart attacks, strokes, and acute asthma attacks.
The study of nine English cities found there were an extra 124 cardiac arrests and more than 200 additional cases of stroke on high pollution days compared to days when the air was cleaner. Polly Billington represents the cities that commissioned the study.
We can see the correlation between those dirty air days and people being hospitalized.
The study also found cutting air pollution by a fifth would reduce lung cancer rates by at least 5% in the affected cities.
One parent wants others to know not all trick-or-treaters are the same.
Omaris Taylor wants other people to know her 3-year-old son has autism, and if they wait for him to say trick-or-treat before they give him candy on Halloween, he won't get any. He's nonverbal. Taylor is sending him out with a blue pumpkin bucket next week and encouraging other parents of children with autism to do the same as a signal. Her Facebook post has been shared more than 148,000 times, and the idea is being promoted by the Autism Society of America.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
To find out more about how your health affects you, log on to KMOX.com/health.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.